Yuma Perik Beis Mishnah Zayin. Par Karav Be'eshim Varba. A cow is brought with 24 Kohanim. Harosh V'Haregel. When we deal with the head and the right hind leg, Harosh Be'echad. One Kohen took the head. V'Haregel B'Shnayim. And the leg was carried by two Kohanim. Ha'oketz V'Haregel. The tail and the behind that came with the tail and the left hind regel. Ha'oketz B'Shnayim. The tail is with two Kohanim. V'Haregel B'Shnayim. And the leg also has two Kohanim. This, obviously, cow is much larger than the sheep and the ram. Hachoza vehagera, when it came to the chest and the neck, which attached to other limbs, like we said, like the lungs and the heart. Hachoza be'echad, the fat of the chest with one. Vehagera b'shloisha, and the neck had the most. It had three kohanim carrying it, I guess with the heart and the lungs. Altogether, it was very large. Shtei yadayim b'shnayim, the two front legs. Were two kohanim, so each kohen had one leg, as opposed to the back leg, the hind legs, the front legs didn't carry as much with it, so it was only one kohen for each leg. Shtei defanos b'shnayim, also the two sides, there are two total, one for each side. Hakravayim v'hasoilis v'ayayin, when it came to the innards, and now the flour, the meal offering, the nesachim that came with a par was also much greater. V'hayayin and the wine, b'shloisha shloisha. So for a par, it was actually three each. There were three kohanim that were dealing with and carrying the kravayim, three that were carrying the soilus, which is a larger shear for a par, and three for the wine. B'med v'mamurim, when do all these cases apply, all these lots that we just spoke about, these lotteries and the amount of the kohanim in all these previous mishnayos? B'karbonos tzibur. This is only by a karbonos tzibur. So for example, a karbon tamid, you would have a lottery, and there was specifically that amount of kohanim, depending on which day. Morning, afternoon, and so on and so forth. Aval b'karbon yachid. But when it's an individual's karbon, imrotza lahakriv makriv. It's a shaila. Does this mean that if he wants to be makriv, meaning one kohen should be makriv, that kohen can be makriv? You don't need to do a lot and have all the different avodas divided. One person, one kohen can do everything. The Taisus Yontif asks, shaila though is how is this not going to cause fights? That was the whole reason for the lottery in the first place. So some of us want to learn that if the Baal HaBayis picks a specific kohen, nobody's going to come to fight. It's only when he doesn't pick, then we definitely do a lottery. The way that Tiferes Yisrael learns, it's a little bit different. It's not that a person can choose which kohen he wants. When the Mishnah tells us in Rotzer Lahakriv Makriv that the kohen could be Makriv the whole thing, that's true. You don't have to go through the whole lottery of the different avodas. But there was a lottery. When was the lottery? The lottery was which kohen actually did this. So it sounds like, according to Tiferes Yisrael, if the Baal HaBayis didn't pick a kohen, then they still would do a lottery, but not just the lottery the way we had in the previous Mishnayos. They would do a lottery of which kohen is zocheh to do everything. And then that kohen could do everything, or he can choose other people. And the Mishnah ends, Hefshetem v'nituchon shal elu v'elu shoven. However, both the karbon of tzibor and the karbon yachid, the flaying of the skin, and also when they would cut it up into the specific limbs, they were both equal in halacha, that the Rav explains, they're both kosher for a zar, and you do not need a kohen to do hefshit in nituach on both of them. And also, Tiferes Yisrael explains that they would also not need a pious, a lottery, on hefshit in nituach.